Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott will be the next governor of Texas, ushering in a new wave of Republican leadership across the state. Abbott won yesterday's election by a margin of 20 percentage points over Democratic candidate Wendy Davis.
I told her what I want to tell you. Whether you voted for me, against me, or didn't vote at all, I'm going to work every single day to keep Texas the best state in the United States of America.
News outlets began to call the race in Abbott's favor before Davis's party in Fort Worth even got started. She addressed the crowd surrounded by her daughters, mother, sister, and brother.
Tonight, I know that you are disappointed, and being disappointed is okay, but being discouraged is not.
The governor's race was the first open race for the position in 25 years. Rick Perry assumed the job after George W. Bush was elected president in the year 2000. MCC political science professor Ashley Cruz-Turner says after a quarter century of two charismatic, popular governors, Abbott has big shoes to fill.
George W. Bush and Rick Perry have seemed to lend great gravitas to the governor of Texas. I mean, it's at this point with Rick Perry having run for president once and people talking about Perry running, the governor of Texas seems to carry a lot of weight. And, this is going to be a great changing of the guard, you know, to see if Greg Abbott lives up to that sort of expectation of a Texas governor.
The GOP swept statewide positions down the Texas ballot as well. Republican Dan Patrick beat fellow state Senator Leticia Vandeput in the lieutenant governor's race, and Republicans won races for attorney general, comptroller, land commissioner, and railroad commissioner as well. With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.